prosecution rests in Hunter Biden gun trial. By Wendell Hasebo on June 7, 2024. The prosecution rested on Friday in Hunter Biden's gun trial, with the defense now scheduled to bring witnesses to the stand. The trial will likely conclude next week. Witnesses who took the stand include FBI agent Erica Jensen, Kathleen Buehler, Hunter's ex-wife, Zoe Keston, Hunter's ex-girlfriend, Gordon Cleveland, a gun store clerk, Hallie Biden, Hunter's ex and widow of brother, Joshua Marley, a police officer, Millard Greer, a former Delaware state trooper, Edward Banner, the 80-year-old man who found Hunter's gun, FBI chemist Jason Brewer, DEA drug expert Jason Brewer. The prosecution presented significant evidence against Hunter, whose legal defense could be hoping for jury nullification, experts warned this week. Hunter is charged with one count of false statement in the purchase of a firearm, one count of possession of a firearm by a person who is an unlawful user of or addicted to a controlled substance, and one count of false statement related to information required to be kept by a federal firearms license dealer. Hunter used crack when he purchased the firearm, according to a wide variety of photos from the time on his abandoned laptop, and the gun was found discarded in a public trash can next to a school. The Secret Service allegedly intervened in the investigation of that incident. If convicted on all counts, Hunter faces up to 25 years in prison and $750,000 of fines, court filings say. The case is United States v. Hunter Biden, number 24-1703 in the United States Court of Appeals for the Third Circuit. Wendell Hasebo is a political reporter with Breitbart News and a former GOP war room analyst. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality. Follow Wendell on X @WendellHasebo or on Truth Social @WendellHasebo.